Well, as we've been telling you, there are at least 39 people now officially listed as killed in the Oso landslide in Snohomish County. Rescuers are still trying to find the last four people missing. Now, KUOW reporter Sarah Lerner gives us a more in-depth look at the issues involved with that still-closed highway 530.
As all these people try to move on, they're battling a major transportation issue. A mile of Highway 530 still sits under landslide debris, and people need that highway to get to work. Many of them are adding hours to their daily commute. I went from Darrington on Highway 530 west towards the landslide until I couldn't go anymore. State Patrol was there with flashing lights.
This is it. This is the main thoroughfare. This is how people used to get 50-minute trips to Everett from Darrington. And if you try that right now, down a ways you have a landslide in the middle of it. But right here you have State Patrol.
This week, WashDOT held several meetings to talk to people in Darrington, Oso, and Arlington about rebuilding Highway 530.
So tonight, we're here to listen. We've met with family members.
WashDOT engineers and administrators are listening, and they're taking comments, trying to answer every question. And they're telling people Highway 530 is probably not going to be back until the fall. The meetings, like Wednesday nights in Arlington, have plenty of passion.
I just want to know why it's going to take till fall to open this road up.
Dave McLeathern has a horseshoeing business with clients and buddies up and down 530. He's been out helping with the search since the slide came down.
It's an emergency situation. Darrington cannot survive with the truckers having to drive around the long way.
Hampton Lumber Mills is the largest employer in Darrington. For now, the trucks full of logs are driving on State Route 20. It's a long way around. Lenora Eng is a regional administrator with WashDOT. She's at the podium in Arlington. She says removing the debris has to take time.
It is a very slow process. We're using smaller equipment so that at every scoop it's looked at because it is part of a recovery effort. We don't need to get into the gruesome parts of it, but it is something that is of value to the family members. We still have missing people.
Gruesome. That's about all anyone will say publicly. The terrible truth behind this is that human remains are still in the pile. And even when the last remaining victims are identified, it does not mean crews will be able to simply go in and bulldoze. More human remains will likely still be in the pile. Removing the debris that's left will still continue at a bucket-by-bucket pace. Some residents, like Dave McLeathern, who spoke out at the meeting, don't believe there are bodies there, on the road. He's recovered bodies on other parts of the slide. He thinks the officials just don't get the urgency on rebuilding 530. Darrington Mayor Dan Rankin is okay with the timeline.
Well, the recovery, that is the thing that is the most sensitive, and we make progress every day. Some days we don't find somebody, but the progress is still made. And that needs to continue. And nothing else really matters other than that.
WashDOT does have some options for helping people temporarily. It's just that it won't help those big logging trucks. Soon, possibly even as soon as next week, an access road that used to just be used by Seattle City Light could open up to traffic, only for locals. WashDOT is working out a system to let cars go every half hour. A pilot car would lead the way. It's a very rough road. There are still obstacles in the way of that plan, like getting the go-ahead from the recovery operation and getting permission from some of the landowners along that road. Meanwhile, there are other important plans, most of which discussion is tabled for later. Like, what about a memorial along the rebuilt highway? Mayor Rankin says it's important to immortalize the event and the people affected by it. And he says there are so many great ideas.
Some of them are as simple as they want to see their mailboxes there again. Just little things that remind us of that there was a community in a neighborhood there once upon a time.
Rankin says a memorial will come, for sure. It's just a ways down the road. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.